What are you? Come on, child.
I am bird.
Yes, but what kind are you? Not sure. At your age, I didn't know what kind I was either. More than that, I didn't know the importance of being who I am. When I was young, my mother was taken. I was left all alone without gaining the knowledge she may have passed on to me. I had to find things out for myself. Life is hard for us birds, and we face many challenges. But I'll not let that happen to you. So before you fledge, dear child, I will tell you my story. And this will make your journey easier than mine was.
Tell me, tell me!
Hush, child. Of course I'll tell you. But you'll need to listen hard and listen to everything I've learned. I am Falcon, and I am your mother.
We want the magic stone.
Spike reached into his pockets and took out the tiny piece of mirrored glass. He flipped it up in the air and it slid across the ice and landed at Luna's paws.
You had it all the time.
Now leave us, wolves.
The wolves skulked away, happy to have gotten what they came for. And everyone, even Bounder, breathed a deep sigh of relief.
It's a little known fact. Squirrels believe in forest talk. They believe if you give a message to just one tree, it will pass it from leaf to branch to bark, through roots and along the forest. Each time, that message is passed onto another tree, and another tree, and that message gets broadcast throughout the woods. By the time the message reaches the final tree in the row, every animal and bird climbing or nesting in that tree knows the message. And that's how forest talk works. It's not as quick as the telephone, but much more sophisticated. A mysterious form of communication that squirrels are masters of.